Hey, did you sleep in on
Friday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
Yeah, don't worry. Here it is. Hello, catch-uppers. Happy Friday.
Nath, the greatest thing of all time, the goodbye song.
Yeah, of course.
Has returned to the Jimmy and Nath show, those who are big fans of the show and have listened for a long time.
You know, just quickly, in terms of describing this song, the goodbye song,
yeah.
Have you ever heard Jack Black's song, The Greatest Song in the World?
This is the greatest song in the world.
The goodbye song is what he's singing about.
Yeah. Because he goes, this is not the greatest song in the world. This is a tribute.
Mm-hmm.
This
is the greatest song in
look,
the world.
Look, I mean, it changes every week.
Well, that's what's great about it.
It's,
you know what I mean?
That's why it's the greatest song. Because technically it's the same song.
Exactly.
But it's new stuff.
It's still called the goodbye song.
I don't want to give away too much, but we do a cover of Aerosmith.
Mm.
How do you think we go singing like Steven Tyler?
Personally or as a team?
You can give us individual scores if you like.
I reckon I nailed it. That's probably all I'll say.
Ow!
Point proven.
Nathan, on Wednesday this week, big fan of the show, Taylor Swift. She celebrated her American Music Awards, the AMA, nomination for Favorite Album Pop Rock on Instagram by posting a video of herself and Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
Yeah, they're just hanging out. I didn't...
God, I kind of don't like it when celebrities hang out, because I'm like, we get it, you guys are famous. Why don't you hang out with people that aren't famous?
Okay, because they're out on a hike, so they're doing a little walk, right?
Oh, and they're being active. Stop being perfect!
I mean, you're about to hear it. I think you can hear in Ed's voice, he's struggling a little bit. But it's interesting, because on the walk, there are a lot of just everyday punters in the background, because they're not going, there's not a celebrity walk, you know what I mean?
The Walk of Fame.
Yeah, you can't go down to Salamanca and there's just an area for celebrities. So, again, can you imagine, by the way, just out being on a walk, walking your dog, and then you look and you go, is that Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran? And then, because my mind wouldn't put them two together near me, you know what I mean?
I just love your idea of, imagine if there was a celebrity walk. You know, we've got the bike lane.
Imagine
if there was a celebrity lane. It's like a purple one. It's just like, get out of the celebrity. God, I hate those celebrities on the road.
There'd be like parking inspectors and like, sorry, you're not a celebrity and you're using the celebrity lane. I'm going to need to see an Oscar, an Academy Award, a Grammy or some sort of identity. Oh, you were on The Bachelor. No, sorry, that's not a celebrity. You're not going to be
You can be in the bike lane though.
Gonna need to move over. I'm sorry, we don't count reality TV stars as celebrities. That's not a thing. I'm sorry to break the news to you, darling. But yeah, look. So Ed and Taylor are out on a walk, and they were discussing going up against Drake.
Hey, Taylor, the AMA nominations just came out. It's me, you, and Drake. You're gonna win.
Oh? Drake's gonna win.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So they quickly said to each other, "You're gonna win," and then they realized. Nah, Drake's going to win.
Is Drake the heavy favourite? I mean, I haven't seen the odds.
Drake is a heavy favourite. He's paying about $2.20, remember?
Gamble responsibly.
But look, I mean, Nath, you'd have to say those three, Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift, Drake, Aubrey Graham is his name.
What?
That's his name, Aubrey Graham.
Drake Aubrey Graham.
No, it's just Aubrey Graham.
Oh, Drake's, that's why he's going with Drake then.
Yeah. I was like, what's Drake's last name? It's Aubrey Graham.
Sorry, your name's Aubrey Graham? Nah, get out of the celebrity lane.
You can't be... Aubrey Graham? That's not a famous name. You can't be a rapper. Aubrey Fridays. You can't go, Aubrey Fridays on here. Coming up next, Aubrey Graham. That's Drake's fun name. But you got to agree, Nath. Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift, Drake, Graham. Three of the biggest celebrities.
Oh, yeah, massive.
In the world right now.
Particularly at the moment, mate. Yeah. They're almost 1, 2, and 3, really, aren't they?
So what I thought, I'm glad you said 1, 2, and 3. What I thought, I'd love to get your personal preference. On all three.
On the three?
Yeah.
Okay.
So no one's going to be upset here because I want you to rank them 1, 2, and 3.
Sure.
Everyone's getting a medal.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's on the podium.
Just quickly, not easy to do.
Not easy to do. I know you're a fan of all three of them.
Splitting hairs, really.
Yeah. So I want you, but personal preference. So I want you to rank them 1, 2, 3, and I want you to give me a reason why you have done so.
Right.
I've just quickly written down what I think you're going to go with 1, 2, and 3.
Well, because you know me very well.
I know you very well. And I've also written a reason why I think you've ranked them in that order.
Oh, so you want to see how you go. So it's a little game for you as well, really, isn't
it? Look, it's mainly about me. I couldn't care. Stuff, yeah. So, yeah, go through 1, 2, 3, and then in the end, I've written down a piece of paper, I'll hold up, and you can tell everyone how I've gone.
Right, okay. All right, well, Jim, I think it's pretty obvious who my number one is. This guy, Ed Sheeran.
Steady Eddie.
Now, the reason I put Ed number one, aside from he's my favourite artist, but I'm putting that aside because that's a bit biased, I just think he's doing great things, not only musically, but also for the redheads of the world. I mean, he's making being a redhead cool again.
I'd say 50-50, him and Prince Harry.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
But like, look, what a powerhouse redhead. Yeah. Now, the other reason, this is a big reason why he's number one for me, he wears glasses, much like my Jimmy. And now you know I love you, which means by extension, I love everybody who wears glasses. Okay. So that is another massive reason why Ed Sheeran is number one.
Number one, okay.
On my list.
I won't tell you what I've picked for you for number one, but yeah, okay. Good, sure. Good. Get it. Number two, who you going with?
Number two, Jim, is this guy. Number two is Drake. Now, the reason I've picked Drake, you know, I'm not a big rapper person. I don't know much about the
raps. That's proof in the pudding that Nate doesn't like rap.
No,
I'm not a big rapper person.
I don't dislike it. I just don't know much about the raps, about the rap world, that kind of stuff.
If Nate's at a party and he wants to hear rap, he's going to put on Candy Shop by 50 Cent.
But what I have, the reason I have picked Drake is because I think he's the Santa Claus of rap. Now, the reason he's the Santa Claus of rap, bear with me, is because all the kids love him. Kids love Santa Claus, kids love Drake. He's a cool thing. And the other reason that I've put Drake in at number two is because I use him all the time as a little giphy on my Instagram and text messages. He's a really easy gift to use.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Hence, Drake is number two on my list.
Which leaves Taylor Swift third.
She's number three.
But why have you gone Taylor Swift third?
Now, this was hard. I felt bad putting her there, but the reason I have put her third, I had to look for a negative. You know what I mean? I had to look for a negative, and I think she's broken too many hearts. Okay, I think she's broken too many hearts. And also, she's not releasing music like this anymore.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So you're attacking her relationships.
Not attacking.
And her music choices.
This is why I didn't want to do this. Not attacking. I had to put somebody at third.
Yeah, but you didn't have to say why they're bad at third. You just could have said...
But her best was a little bit less than the others.
You could have said you just didn't like her as much as the others. I said it was personal preference. I didn't say
I had to do a reason.
Nate reviews music. Look, I just don't think she's making the hits anymore.
All right, okay. So I'll hold up what I've written. So you put Ed Sheeran at number one. You're spot on,
which is what I thought Nathan would do. Now the reason I wrote that is because I went concerts. Because Nathan, you've been seeing him.
I think I've seen him like eight times or something. Okay. Yeah. So it was a gimme that he was number one.
I put Taylor Swift second because I thought you'd go positive and you'd say she seems fun.
Yeah, well, I ruined that, didn't I? And of course, you've then put Drake third.
And read what I've written, why I've put Drake third for you.
Don't like rap, mate. That's incorrect. I love the raps.
Nath, get the round of applause ready because we're joined by a very special guest. She currently has 52,900 followers.
Wow.
Not 53,000, though, is it?
Oh, I mean, it could be better.
She's a
test. Good morning to you, Jane.
I haven't even got the intro out yet. All right, go follow her. At the Game Art Lover, she's in the studio. Nice
Claire, welcome.
Good morning. Thanks. Hopefully with a bit of support from the Hobart public, we'll click to 53. Yeah.
If we could get, you know, 1,000 or 100, I'm not sure how math works. But...
Wow.
Look, to make you here, look, let me get out my phone.
Well, you got a follower you don't already.
No, I'm just going to read.
Thanks, mate.
I'm going to read our followers just to make Claire feel a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So you've got 52.9.
Yeah.
We've got...
Don't try and make it up to me. You've already gone low today.
We've got 3,797.
Oh,
yeah.
Well done. You're nearly up to 3,800.
If our followers follow you, then you get 53.
Yes.
So you're welcome.
Let's transfer him over. Yeah. Hey, Claire, thanks.
Give me your BSB bank account details. I'll send them down.
Claire, thanks for coming in. Obviously, you're an expert on everything there is to do with Kmart. How have things been going? Anything special happening at the moment for you?
Oh, look, there's a lot of spring fashion coming in, which is really nice to see. I've been busy with just normal Kmart stuff, but yeah.
You went to the Kmart toy convention. Last time we spoke to you, you were going to flying to Melbourne or something.
Yeah.
What was that for?
Yes, I took my beautiful niece Polly and nephew Griffin to Melbourne for a toy testing event. So they got to be official toy reviewers in their little lab coats and test out some toys. So that was super cute.
Best auntie
now,
ever.
Was this an excuse for you to go over and test toys?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I wanted to go too, but I couldn't find any kids.
Didn't fit in the lab coat, though.
Oh, okay.
Well, they need to make bigger sizes, didn't they?
I know. Yeah.
Some kids are quite big, you know what I mean? They should have larger sizes.
Claire, massive Kmart news yesterday, which I'm sure you're all across, is the fact that they've launched Afterpay, I believe, for online purchases. How does that work and how is that affecting Kmart at the moment?
Oh, look, I think it'll be huge, especially for a lot of interstate people that their local Kmart is quite remote, so they travel a fair way, so they do a lot of online purchases. And obviously Afterpay is a huge thing for online shoppers at the moment, so I think it'll be huge for Kmart to whether they can keep up with the demand, so there'll be a big big rush of orders, I'd suggest, once it launches on the 18th, I think.
Because people are going nuts for this as well. But our girlfriend
knows when it launches.
Yeah.
She's the Kmart lover.
She's the Kmart lover.
18th, I think.
Took her over to 53,000, guys.
Follow her at the Kmart lover. This is huge. I mean, online, people are going absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
Like, surely, like, they've got to, like, up their supply or something, because everyone's just going to jump online and just try and buy everything.
Yeah, I mean, like, you could fit out a whole house for, I don't know, do an online order for $500 and it's split over your 8 weeks of Afterpay. So, you know, a sales rep there, right there.
What's to stop people just not paying? You know what I mean? I know it's Afterpay, but it's like, yeah, I'll get to that.
Usually police, Nath, they arrest people for stealing.
Never heard of them.
So get into Kmart. You're sure to find just what you need.
Oh, hey, you're just in time to play K-Smart.
Ideas are bulletproof.
You're a goddamn genius.
Or K-Dumb.
God, Karen, you're so stupid.
Ideas are few and far between. And good ideas are rarer still.
Yes, K-Smart or K-Dumb, one of our favourite games, Jim. How this works is I've picked a Kmart item and come up with three alternative uses for it that it isn't normally used for. So, Claire, I then throw to you, and you tell me if that idea is K-Smart or K-Dumb, unfortunately. Now, today's product that I have picked is the Moon Floor Cushion, valued at $15. Claire, do you want to do your due diligence and explain to everybody what this product is?
This is a floor cushion. No, it's
that
a...
That looks like a moon.
Yeah, it does. No, it's a good size and shape. I do have very similar at home. They can be used in all areas of your home.
There you go.
How big would you say it is, Claire? Like the size of my torso? Smaller? Bigger?
Or size of my torso.
Yes, definitely size of Nate's. It's a good size. You can sit on it.
Okay,
so or lie down on it.
Fine, okay.
So it's pretty decent size. Yeah. All right, here we go. Use number one, K-Smart or K-Dumb. This floor cushion is perfect for a model of the universe. So if you're doing like a science project, but obviously it would be a big one, and you could use that to represent the moon. You know what I mean? Tie it onto like a piece of string, put it on a clothesline, put your other planets on.
K-Smart.
There you go. I kind of want to end now. I never get to start with a K-Smart.
Yeah. While you're ahead.
Yeah. All right, we're done. See you. Let's go.
All right, here's the second option. K-Smart or K-Dumb. What you could do is you could use this moon floor cushion to dress up as a moon. If you're going to a moon party. So take the stuffing out. Oh, no, leave it in.
No, leave it in.
K-Smart.
K-Smart. Woo. You're a whole new. I like that.
This is so good.
Yeah, two from two.
Before we did this, Claire, so I'm thinking of retiring K-Smart versus K-Dumb.
No.
I've been so unsuccessful.
I'm keeping it now. Yeah. So, yeah, as I said, so that costume would be perfect for a moon, or if you're going to a party as Bert Newton, it would work either way.
That's good.
And the third one, K-Smart or K-Dumb. This is for a clean sweep of the board. Oh, I'm not confident. A protective construction hat. Now, before you answer, let me talk it through. Now, there's heaps of padding, okay? Yep. So you can just strap it to your head, get a bit of electrical tape, all tradies have them.
Yep.
Just strap it to your head, and what would happen is, if something were to fall from a high distance, there's padding, and it would protect you, and also, because it's so wide, protect you from sun as well.
I would have liked to have given you three from three, but K-Dumb!
Didn't you say the words, it could replace a hard hat?
Yes.
It's a pillow. It's the opposite of hard.
Mate.
Oh, I didn't think
there's
that.
There's standards these days.
It's a soft hat, isn't it? Claire, thank you so much for coming in for another round of K-Smart or K-Dumb.
Thank you. Before I go, I must say a huge happy 40th birthday to my beautiful sister, Anna, for today.
Oh, Anna.
Happy birthday, Anna. Happy 40th.
Wait. This isn't obviously not your twin, because then it would be your birthday.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm not that old.
Yeah, well, that's what I say, because it would be your 20th twin, would it?
Exactly.
Jim, this is massive. When I told my girlfriend we were going to have this lady on the show today, she stormed out of the room in jealousy. That is not a word of the lie.
Nate's now single.
Please now welcome to the show one of the most well-known social media and fitness faces in the country. She has hundreds of thousands of followers across a variety of platforms. She is a loving wife, a mother. She lives in her activewear, and she is the founder of Toned by Ashy Bynes. And now I've given it away. It's Ashy Bynes!
How you guys going?
We are fantastic, Ashy. How are you, first of all, and where are you in the world at the moment?
I am on the Gold Coast. I've got my little toddler wrapped around my legs, and I'm really sore because I just finished a gym workout. So I'm actually quite tired, but I'm feeling good.
I'm sore too. I just finished a big run, Ashy.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Mate's been in the studio. I don't know where you're running, mate, but it hasn't been anywhere around here.
Hey, Ashy, this Sunday, Tone by Ashy Bynes is having a flash sale with 70% off activewear at Ridges Hotel on Argyle Street. Now, I do need to ask you something, Ashy. Do you realise that Hobart is going to go into meltdown because of this and it's all your fault?
That's awesome. I actually, we brought our squad tour to Hobart a couple of years ago and the girls were so nice. It was such an insane experience because I'd never been there before. So we're really excited to be able to bring Tone there.
Hey, look, Ashy, it is massive. A lot of people have been asking us, you know, if we can give them free stuff. Now, I just want you to let all our listeners know that Nathan and I don't have anything. We can't give anyone anything.
No, we can't.
We're not secretly holding onto it somewhere.
Don't come up to me in the street.
I'm sure we can arrange something for you guys.
Okay. Now I'm going to get mobbed. Great, Ashy. Okay.
Look good in some tights and a crop top.
Oh, yes, I would.
Yeah, thank you. I guess you've stalked my Instagram as well. You've reciprocated what I've done. Ashy, talk to us. I mean, the success. I mean, I'm just looking at your Instagram right now. 869,000 followers. When you first started this, has this exceeded all your expectations?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've just started as a personal trainer on the Gold Coast, running little boot camps and helping girls one-on-one. It all just started from a passion of wanting to help girls feel better. You know, I've never been one to promote getting a six-pack and you know, being shredded 24/7. It's just about living a healthy lifestyle and surrounding yourself with support and finding something that you enjoy so you can stick to it long-term. So it's crazy. I pinch myself every day, but the more girls I can help, the better.
And Ashy, tell us, I was reading about your 8-week challenge.
Yes.
How does that work for anybody who does want to participate in that?
Nathan wants free advice.
No, I want the 3-day challenge. Tell us about the 8-week challenge, though, Ashy, because this is pretty impressive.
Yeah, we just have an 8-week challenge online. So basically, our goal is to create the largest online community of women supporting each other and encouraging each other through their health and fitness goals. So the 8-week challenge is really a great starting point for women who don't know where to start, they don't know what to eat, they don't know what kind of exercises to do, and they're lacking that support in their life to kind of get them through those really tough days, because all of us know losing weight and, you know, getting a healthy, fit body is not easy, but it's a lot more easier and enjoyable if you have that support and you have a plan to follow and a bit of variety, so it is enjoyable. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, that's what our 8-week challenge is.
Actually, I know there are a lot of steps involved, and I guess a lot of our listeners will be listening and thinking, oh, you know, I'd love to get involved, but it just seems so daunting. Could you give advice just for that first step, like getting in and doing a little bit of fitness?
Yeah, definitely. I think this is my specialty. I don't advise getting into anything too intense. And I keep going back to that support factor. I feel like support is the most important thing. Ease yourself in there. Go for a couple of walks. Clean out your pantry. Start implementing just little habits, like starting your day with a glass of water and 10 minutes of stretching and a walk around the block. Do this for 2 weeks, and then let's introduce 2 workouts a week and just gradually increase so it's not so much of a shock to your body. And you don't want to set up anything that's too unrealistic long term. You want to find things that you enjoy, find things that keep you motivated. And I think that's a really positive way to get started on your fitness journey.
And just when you say clean out the pantry, you mean like throw stuff out, not just eat everything that's in there to get rid of it?
I'm just adjusting my notes then. Yeah.
We're going to get rid of those chips, chocolate and processed crap that, you know, we know doesn't serve our body and our goals.
Get them out of here!
Oh,
sorry, Nath. It's the best thing for you, bud. It's the best thing for you.
Ashy, thanks so much for joining us on the show. But before we do let you go, we want to play a quick game with you, if that's all right. It's called Binds or Vines. I can assure you, you've never played this game before.
No.
So let me explain to you how it works. So how Binds or Vines works is we're going to give you a quote. Now, this quote is either from one of your own Instagram posts, or it is a lyric from Marvin Gaye's I Heard It from the Grapevine. So you've got three questions here, and you just need to answer it with that is vines or that is binds, okay?
Are you saying binds or with a B?
Binds with a B. That's you.
Yes, no, the other one.
Oh, the other one is yeah, vines. Vines, yeah. Vines with a
not,
B.
Not that one. Nate's got some. He'll read you out a lyric and you're going to say, is it a caption or is it a lyric?
Okay, are you ready to go, Ashy?
Okay, perfect.
All right, here's the first one. Vines or binds? Missing barley with my little man, in brackets, palm tree emoji.
That is definitely a bind.
Let's find out.
Missing barley with my little man, palm tree emoji.
Boom! Yep, there you go. Well done, Ashy.
She's on the board.
You are on the board. That was fantastic. Okay, one from one. Bit of a softball.
Okay,
all right.
Good.
Here's the second one. Vines or binds? I bet you're wondering how I knew about your plans to make me blue with some other guy you knew before.
Lyrics, Vine.
Let's find out.
Oh, there it is! It's Vine.
Well done! Nailed it.
Okay. I feel like Ashley knows what's on her Instagram.
All right. This is for a clean sweep of the board. Ashley Bynes. Here we go. Vines or Bynes, your third and final. The older he gets, the more fun watching his personality grow. The things he says, the cheekiness.
That is definitely a Bynes caption.
Okay, let's find out together for 3 from 3. Here we go. Fingers crossed.
The older he gets, the more fun. Watching his personality grow, the things he says, the cheekiness.
Ashley Bynes!
Ladies and gentlemen, Ashley Bynes, she knows a Bynes, she knows a Bynes.
You are an absolute superstar. Ashley Bynes, thank you so much for coming in this Sunday. Toned by Ashley Bynes is having a flash sale with 70% off activewear at the Regis Hotel on Argyle Street. Ashley Bynes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Look forward to Sunday.
It's Hits Jimmy and Nath. Dad Joke Fridays. Daddy lose. Daddy lose.
Yes, Nath, we love jokes. We love dad jokes. We love all types of jokes, actually. And we just love giving everyone some lules on their Friday.
Oh, do we ever.
So I've got a milk joke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I saw my girlfriend, Courtney. And her skin has been looking amazing recently. It's just looking so good. Mm. So I asked her for a secret. I said, Courtney, what's going on? And she told me, bathing in milk.
Bathing in milk?
Yeah, she said, Jim, I'm bathing in milk. And I said, pasteurized? And she said, no, only up to my chin.
Clever. Very good. I knew where you were going as soon as you said pasteurized. Very good.
Pasteurized? No, only up the chin.
Very, very effective. Let's go to Dave from Kingston. G'day, Dave. How are you, mate?
Yeah, g'day, lads. How's things?
Mate, we are fantastic. Davo, do you have a dad joke for us?
Mate, I got a cracker. So the office I work in only has 3 floors, and people always get confused what level they're getting in or off on.
Yep.
And so when they get in, I drop it on them, and I'm like, well, that's the thing with lifts. They have their ups and downs.
Oh, yes! Oh, yes, Davo!
An absolute classic, and Dave, you're using it every day in life. I love it. I love everything about it.
Dave, how...
Mate, you can hear the eyes roll. It's great.
Be honest, Davo, how many times do you use that a week?
Oh, quite often, actually. It happens quite a lot.
Oh, this...
the thing with elevator puns, they really push people's buttons.
Oh, Davo!
He's 2 for 2!
Oh,
he's 2 for 2!
Give this man a medallion! Davo, thank you so much, mate. That is fantastic. Let's go to Jacob from Oak Downs. Jacob, have you got a joke for us, mate?
Yeah, all right. It's a little bit of a... Nah, it's not too long. Oh,
take it away. You have the stage, Jacob.
Oh, thanks. All right, so there's this young fella who wants to take his girl out to prom.
Yeah.
So you got to go get a corsage.
So he certainly.
Heads down to the shop, waiting in line. He gets to the end, buys her a corsage. Got to be classy, so he's got to get a limo, right?
Yeah.
So he goes to the limo shop. He's standing in line there as well. It takes forever. He's waiting in line. Gets to the end of the line, rents a limo. Stay with me because it's probably getting boring.
No, that's good. I'm interested. You've got me. You've got me. Hook, line, and sinker.
Picks the date up. Takes her to the prom. They're there. They're having a great time. And she turns around to him. She goes, oh, geez, I'm thirsty. I really could go a glass of punch. He goes, yeah, all right. He heads over to the stand and there's no punchline.
Jacob, you should have seen Nate's face. He was so confused for a second and then boom, it hit him.
And then I was like, that...
It just kind of snakes you around and then gets you.
Oh, wow, Jacob. That, I'm going to tell that 3 times today.
When you were a kid, what did you believe in?
Ken from Glenorchy called the show and his kids believed him.
Ken from Glenorchy, Ken, what did you believe as a kid?
I've got my 8-year-old daughter and 9-year-old son convinced that I used to be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Okay.
This is good, Ken. All right, how did you convince them that you used to be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
It just come up one day and I told them that I used to be Donatello, I think it was.
But did they...
I told them not to tell anybody and keep it a secret.
But did they... The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are turtles. It's clearly that you're a human. So how do they piece that bit of the puzzle together?
Ah, they're only young and they're pretty gullible, mate.
This week we asked, what is your partner call you?
We learned our partners called us James and Squishy.
And when Meg's partner remembers her name, it's a moment she treasures.
Megan from Recent Vow. Meg, what does your partner call you?
He calls me Bubby and I call him Bubba.
Yeah, I like Bubby and Bubba. I use that occasion when, in between Squish, I use Bubby and Bubba.
Sometimes I wonder if he remembers my real name.
Megan, when is the last time your partner has called you by your real name?
I do like say it sometimes, like randomly, like, what's my name? Just so I know he remembers it.
And what happens if you go, what if he says, like, Sarah? I mean, no, Bubby.
He'd be in trouble.
You can spend your life trying not to cheat,
but it's hard when you play Monopoly.
So we ask, do you know someone, or is it you who cheats?
You cheat.
Let's go to Shay from Midway Point. Shay, do you know somebody who cheats at Monopoly?
Yeah, it's me. I'm totally with Megan.
Yeah, okay, this is good. Again, honesty is a good policy, Shay.
Well, the kids, when they were little, I probably would get away with it now, being that they're like 13 and 15. But before they could read, you could make up anything. Oh, no, that doesn't say $15. It gives me $1,500.
We don't want to close our eyes. We don't want to fall asleep, because we miss your Hobart and we don't want to miss a thing. Because even when we dream of you, the sweetest dream we'll ever do is to miss your hugs, and we don't want to miss a thing.
Hooroo, Hobart.